Okay, World Peace 3 film continuation. Well, conceptual. Although there might have been some narrator stuff in the previous one. And yes, if you want to see change in the world, then start changing yourself. And if enough many of us do that, then that's it. And I would say, what we need to start with changing in ourselves and changing in our ways of acting here, yes, especially you power prophets, player pals up there, if you subsist on and thrive on and feed on taking from others what rightly belongs to them, then that is not good. Then you are called a thief. And if you are the leader of a country, whether big or small, if you and your pals exploit and abuse, steal from, invade and control and topple and manipulate for your own interests other countries, who want to, just as you do, be left to mind their own business, then, you know, that's not good. And what is not good should be changed to what's good, which now is happening on a large scale, you know, for all of you cynical naysayers who sit here shaking your head when you hear me and see this, and who say that there's nothing we can change, we humans are selfish bastards, meaning I am one of them and I'm going to remain that. And I say, well, I disagree. I'm not going to live like that. So, and if you then say, what is this? Are you a conspiracy theorist? Or what do you mean that there are some... hidden operators exploiting us? Oh no, you foil hat. Then let's start where it kind of began, or... this chapter.